Four Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good evening. We're at New Knoxville tonight, and the Indians will be taking on the New Knoxville Rangers. And national anthem time, so we'll be back in just a minute.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with a Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Indians are taking on the New Knoxville Rangers, and since this is supposed to be our home game and we're playing at New Knoxville, it is we'll be the home team, but we are playing at New Knoxville. Our diamond apparently wasn't ready to go, so we got on the air a little late since I didn't know about it. We had to come over and set everything up here with tables and extension cords and things. So I want to give a big thank you to Jerry Byram. Thanks, Jerry. I'm not sure which one of these you're on. So, well, let's see here. I think I have you on this one. Is that, do I have you now, Jerry?
I think so.
Oh, there we go. I finally guessed right. So with having to just slap everything together real fast, not really sure where everything is here. So for the New Knoxville Rangers, they'll be the visiting team. They'll be batting first, even though they're playing on their home field. So it'll be Preston Rushling, the freshman, leading it off, and Troy Dwinger. He's a sophomore. Schrader, Jay Schrader, is a freshman.
There.
And Henschen, one of the triplets, is a senior. So
they've got five seniors, and the rest are all freshmen or sophomores.
Yeah, I don't see a junior on there. So, okay, so Rischling is at the plate now. Second pitch, missed a pitch already. One ball, one strike. We have Trent Beckman on the bases and Drew Braun behind home plate for the umpires. Fouled over the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes.
We got Bo Tin pitching.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see that. Hadn't looked that far yet. Thanks, Jerry. I'd be lost without Jerry today. And Tuesday up at Parkway, too. He helped us out a bunch. So, next pitch taken for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now to Rischling, the freshman. I'll look and try to see if I can find where, what position he's playing. That's a lined into right field, and he did not hang on. Right fielder came over, made a nice diving stop. Couldn't tell if he caught it, but it rolled away from him. So leadoff single for Rischling. So Rischling is at first. And Troy Dwinger, sophomore, at the plate. First pitch to 10. Faked bunt, but didn't make it. And
threw him out.
Rischling runs down to second base. Good throw by Garkey and getting him out. So one up, one out, one down, I guess. We have to say that, even though he got a single. So Dwinger now at the plate with nobody on and one out. Bo Tin comes to the plate. That's fouled away for the second strike. No balls, two strikes to Dwinger. Schrader will be on deck. Jay Schrader, the freshman. That one's a strike called, curveball.
Strike him out.
It's right in there. Nice pitching by Bo. And that brings Schrader to the plate. Two outs now. Base is empty. Schrader, then Hinchin.
Senior.
That's outside for a ball. Next pitch from Bo. Fouled. They've been behind a bunch of his. They fouled. That's the fourth or fifth one they fouled over the first base dugout for the right-handed pitchers. So looks like they're a little behind him. Bo comes to the plate again. Called second strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the first inning. We're playing at New Knoxville, but it is Fort Recovery's home game. So a little confusing, but that's how it went.
Got
it. That's called down in the bottom end of the strike zone. So that'll be out number three. And so they went out 1-2-3 the hard way, with Rischling leading the inning off with a base hit, and then get thrown out at second trying to steal. We'll be back in just a little bit.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Hey, we're back here. Somebody's trying to call me on the phone, and I don't have time to talk, but we're back here. That's the second game in a row that people are calling me while we're trying to announce a game. So for the Indians, bottom of the first, the Rangers didn't score in the top half of the first, so the Indians will bring Troy Homan, Wyatt Benn, Landon Post to the plate, and we'll get going here very shortly. Again, umpires Drew Braun at home plate and Trent Beckman on the bases. So Troy Homan will step in to start it off for our Indians. Batting right-handed. Troy steps in. Pitcher is Waterman for the Rangers. Let me see what his name is. Jay Waterman, sophomore. That one's down out of the zone. I believe that's two balls, no strikes to Troy Homan. Wyatt Benn on deck. Troy back in. Waterman left-hander. High and maybe a little outside, so three balls, no strikes. No outs, bottom of the first. Indians first batter here. He's
four.
Taken all the way, and he takes a base on balls on four pitches. So they're going to make him throw strikes. Wyatt Benn's going to step into the batter's box here. He'll be batting right-handed. He's had a pretty good last couple of weeks putting the bat on the ball. Several of them have been dropping in for hits, but main thing is he's getting the bat on the ball and had some good, solid swings. That one's fouled down the third baseline, fielded by Coach Ike. He'll throw it back to the pitcher, Waterman. So Troy Homan down at first with nobody out for our Indians here.
I imagine he'll be down second for long.
Yep. I would assume he'll go as fast as quickly as he can. Throw back over, throw over, and he's back in time. The ball squirts away, but not far away enough for Troy to head for second. I didn't call him Will that time.
No.
I almost did, though. I think, let's see, Thursday we called him either Will or Ross. Actually, that might have been the time I called him I don't remember who. It wasn't Brenna. So yeah. That's good. That one in the dirt kind of gets away from the catcher. And Troy
down second.
Scurries down to second base. No throw. It was at the catcher's feet. He couldn't find it. And if he did, the best he could have done was throw it away. So, so Wyatt Benn steps back in. A ball, a strike. Troy's at second base. Getting a little lead. Left-hander Waterman glancing back a bunch. There's a pitch to the plate.
Nope.
Wyatt kind of bends one foul over the fence past the first base dugout.
I think the wind had some help with that.
Yeah, but it was probably going to be foul anyway, but it was not high enough for him to make a play. That one's down in the dirt. That one goes back to the backstop and stays there.
So that'll put Troy on third.
Troy gets to third base. And the Indians are in pretty good shape right now with nobody out. Leadoff runner at first base. Walk, stole second, and went to third on a pass ball, we'll call it. Wyatt Benn at the plate, two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss, drops it. He's going to throw to first. He tried to look Troy back. That one gets away from the first baseman. Troy comes in and scores, and I believe Wyatt's safe at first. Yep.
Yes.
So he's struck out but gets down there I don't know exactly what you call it, but dropped the ball, and he hits down there. Landon Post is going to be our batter now, followed by the pitcher, Bo Tin. So Post will step in. And Indians, no outs. Wyatt Benn at first base. A couple of tough pitches for the catcher to handle has put us in here. And so the catcher has called for the coach to come out and talk to him. He might have taken one. He looks like he's holding up toward his throat or something. He might have taken one under the mask there.
Yeah.
He's looking like the trainer's out there looking at him. I hope it's not the throat, but I hope it's not anything serious no matter what it is. But if you hit him in the Adam's apple, that's somewhere along the line, he's not going to be able to breathe very well. So while they're looking at him there, umpires there, make sure nothing goofy's going on. And looks like he's coming out, and somebody else is going to come in and catch. So not a good thing for him. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll try to come back in a minute and try to figure out what all is going on here. And Indians lead 1-0 right now. Be back in just a minute.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So we're back here at New Knoxville, and they're in the process of changing catchers. Trying to see a number here. Looks like number 14.
I thought, was it?
Luke Stockler, sophomore. Going to be replacing Richling, who was
a freshman.
Who was the catcher. And so Richling's going to be the... Richling's not going to be there. Luke Stockler is going to be the catcher. And I don't know... I think he came in from the infield. I don't know who went out there, so we'll sort it out.
I don't think anybody has yet.
Well, they got a pitcher and three infielders there, so they're probably somebody. Maybe the we'll figure it out. It's not a big deal right now. So
somebody needs to come in and play short.
Yep. So this is going to be pretty sure it's number 14, Luke Stockler, coming up here. Yep. So Stockler will be down behind the plate for Schrader is the pitcher, I believe. Do I have that right? Schrader, their pitcher?
I think so.
Yeah.
Freshman number, Jay one. Waterman.
Is that seven?
Seven.
Oh, I thought that was one. Yeah, okay, yeah. Seven. Yeah, Waterman. Yep, that's right. Got confused there. Sorry, guys. So the catcher looks like he's about ready. Landon's definitely ready. Wyatt's been ready out there at first base. He came in, or he went to first on a dropped third strike, and on that same play, the catcher tried to look Troy back. And kind of did, but as soon as he went to first, Troy came racing in, and they didn't handle the ball well at first anyway. So now...
Preston is going to... Waterman's going to stay in the game.
Okay, so Preston Rushling is going to be...
Second base.
Second base, so moving the infield around a little bit. So Landon Post will be coming in, and he'll be facing Waterman, the sophomore left-hander. Indians lead 1-0 with nobody out here in the bottom of inning number one. We're playing at New Knoxville. Ooh. That's called strike. I think he might have had the take sign because the pitcher hasn't been throwing a bunch of strikes. So take one. He probably has green light to do whatever he needs to now and see what Wyatt does over at first. He's taken off. There's a swing and a foul ball at the plate. So a ball, no balls and two strikes to Landon. And Wyatt will go back to first base. He was taking off on the pitch. So left-hander Waterman on the mound facing Landon Post. Landon looks out. Waterman looks in, glances over, throws back over to first base to try to get Wyatt back in plenty of time. One ball, no strikes. No balls, two strikes. I don't know what I was looking at there. Indians lead 1-0. Bottom of the first, nobody out. Landon, no ball, two strike count. Throw over to first. Wyatt was taken off. Now they're throwing down to second. And they got him.
They got him.
They got the throw there in time. Looked like him. I can't see the base from here, so I couldn't tell for sure. But they got him in time. Wyatt took off thinking the pitcher was going home, and he picked him off there. So there's one out now, and bases are clear. Landon back in. No balls, two strike count. One out now. Waterman swing and a miss, drops it. Catcher goes back to get it over to first, throws that out into right
wild
field.
Wild throw, so he's going to second.
Landon is at second. That one went very wide of the inside. out of play in foul territory. He went probably 6 or 8 feet wide. And the first baseman couldn't handle it, so Landon goes down to second. And we have Bo Tin, the cleanup hitter now, pitcher for the Indians. One out, one on, one run in. Bottom of the first inning. Indians are the home team, even though we are playing at New Knoxville. Welcome to the little city, the big batter's eye says out there. The banner's out in the outfield. Waterman. Strike. I believe it's 1-1, but it says 0-1. I think we've already had a pitch, maybe not. This wind is a little brutal, and I hope you can hear through the wind. That one is high and tight, so the scoreboard says 1-1, 1 out. Landon still at second base. He probably won't be stealing, but if the catcher doesn't hang on to the ball, he'll be gone. He is going now. Going. I just said he wasn't going, and he goes.
Oh, the catcher bobbled it.
Yep. They would not have had him anyway. It was going to be a tough play, but Landon goes on down to third base, and as soon as I said he wasn't going to go,
he went.
It wasn't 2 seconds later. Yeah. He was gone. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner at third base. Landon Post, Bo Tin at the plate. That one down low in the strike zone, and that is out number 2.
With 2 out and a runner on third, the right field.
So that'll bring Riggs-Toby to the plate. 2 outs. Landon stays at third. That's a strike. Nice pitch right down the middle. So Landon's at third with 2 outs now. Riggs at the plate. Marcus Garkey on deck. Foul back off the catcher's mask, I believe. So Waterman will get the ball back. He looks in. Riggs-Toby. No balls, 2 strikes. That one
hit him.
Hits him. So Riggs gets hit by the pitch, and that'll put runners on the corners for Marcus Garkey, who's also been hitting the ball pretty well. He's taken off his catcher's shin guards, and he'll be coming to the plate. Kendrick Wendell on deck if we get that far. Runners at first and third, 2 men out, 1 run in already here in the bottom of the first. Marcus Garkey at the plate. Waterman, the left-handed freshman pitcher for New Knoxville. That one's a little inside, heading down, and they are not going to throw to second, knowing that as soon as they do that, Landon will head home. So that puts runners on second and third now. Marcus, ball and no strikes. That one's high, and that'll be 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs, 2 on. Now, the scoreboard has it kind of backwards because it's still saying go guests, but down at the bottom of the inning, it says Rangers. So I guess they didn't want to make the Indians the Rangers.
They said they were going to, but they didn't.
Well, it's not on the scoreboard, but there should be a goose egg for the Rangers on the So there's a shot. Second baseman climbs the ladder. That's the guy that was the catcher and got bumped a little bit. And so that's out number 3, but the Indians score a run. So we've played half an inning or two, a whole inning. Indians lead 1-0. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Attention, Lammers banner.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back. We're here at New Knoxville, where the Indians lead 1-0 over the New Knoxville Rangers after an inning complete. We are the home team, but we are playing at New Knoxville, so the scoreboard is going to look a little goofy if you'd be here kind of looking at it, but because it says Rangers have won, but we're the home team, and so they have us on the Rangers position, which is logical, except it says Rangers on the scoreboard. So very unusual situation. I bet this doesn't happen twice in 10 years. Yeah. So that's okay. So for the New Knoxville Rangers, it'll be Max Henschen, Tyler Lammers, and Parker Banner is going to be the third batter. So Max Henschen, the first baseman, will step into the batter's box.
Senior.
Yep, one of the triplets. His two sisters, of course, kind of all-state basketball and volleyball. And Max is a pretty good player himself, too, in basketball. Nice. He had a nice year for the Rangers. So, Bowden, second pitch. First one is called strike. Second one, ball. A ball and a strike here. We're in the top half of inning number two now. And a little message to whoever, if it's somebody besides a telemarketer calling me, I'm on the air and I can't talk. So please don't call me. But I'm sure they're probably just telemarketers trying to sell me something. So Max steps back in. Ball, two strikes. He fouled that one back over the screen behind us. That one's low. Two balls, two strikes. No outs. This is the first batter here in the top half of inning number two for New Knoxville. Bowden. Swing and a miss. That's out number one. So one up, one down. Strike out. And that'll bring Tyler Lammers to the plate. Parker Banner on deck. Left fielder, Tyler Lammers. Swing and a miss for Lammers. Lammers is a sophomore. Good-looking athlete. Looks like a pretty good athlete. Bowden, second pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. One out. Nobody on base. Bowden comes to the plate. Called strike
three. Got him. Three pitches, three strikes.
That's not too bad. Two up, two down for the Knoxville Rangers. That'll bring
Parker
Banner to the plate. He's one of, I believe, three or four seniors on the New Knoxville Rangers team. So.
Yep. Looks like they lost. Yeah, they've only won one against Spencerville.
Yep, that was a slugfest, 16-5.
Yeah.
That one's up. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Banner, your batter. And Ryan Osborne, senior, on deck. That's a called strike. Two balls and a strike. Bo looks in, gets his sign. Base is empty.
Got it.
Called strike for a 2-2 count.
And one more.
Bowden looking pretty good out there on the mound. He did I think the first guy got a base hit, maybe, or walk. But he threw him out at second base when he was trying to steal. So that's three strikeouts for Bo Tin this inning. That'll end the inning for the New Knoxville Rangers. And we'll head to the bottom of the second inning. And be back right after this.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back here at New Knoxville. Indians lead 1-0, bottom of the second. Kendrick Wendell leads it off. First pitch a ball, that pitch a strike. 1-1 to Kendrick. He'll be followed by Brock Dews and then Alex Dews. Kendrick at the plate. That one maybe a little inside. Called ball. Two balls on a strike here on the in the home half of inning number two. Indians leading 1-0. Waterman pitch. Hit back to the mound. Second baseman cannot come up with it.
Yep.
If he came up with it cleanly, he might have had it, but I don't know. We're giving him a hit. I don't know if the scoreboard will show us anything, but that's okay. Nobody pays attention to our numbers anyway except us, so it's not that terribly important. I'm here with Jerry Byram helping out today. I appreciate that a whole bunch.
No problem.
So Brock Dews, the third baseman, batting for the Indians, senior. He'll put a bunt down, nice bunt out in front of the plate. Pitcher comes over, has it over to first base in time, but the sacrifice moves Wendell over to second base. So we have man in scoring position with one away. Brock Dews did what he was supposed to do.
One out, one on, the shortstop, number four.
Shortstop Alex Dews, the sophomore, batting right-handed.
He's been hitting pretty well.
Yes, he has. He's put the bat on the ball a bunch the last week or so, a bunch. I think he had three very hard hit balls at Mississinawa a week ago or whenever that was when we played down there. And he's had several real good hits. And I believe he put one to the fence the other day. So he's right now the count is one ball, one strike. He hasn't been swinging yet this at bat, so we'll see what happens here. Waterman looks in, has a sign, pitch in there. Curves in there for strike two, a ball, two strikes. One man out. Bottom of the first, Indians, bottom of the second, Indians lead 1-0. Waterman. That one's down a little bit, I guess.
Must
look pretty good. Two balls, two strikes.
Might have been inside a little bit.
Yeah, we're off to the side, so it's a little hard to tell. We can tell height-wise where it is, but we can't tell whether it's across the plate or a little in or a little out. Ooh.
That's
inside out swing to the second baseman, fields it cleanly over to first in time. So that's out number two. But Kendrick Wendell moves to third base on that ball hit to the right side. So it's two outs now with the top of the order, Troy Homan, batting left-handed, coming to the plate for the second time. He got on with a walk in the first inning. He's gotten a lot of walks this season, and he scores a bunch. That's a hard hit ball toward the second baseman. He comes up with it cleanly again, underhanded
right to
the first baseman. And that's the third out. So the Indians leave a runner at third base. We played two innings. Indians lead 1-0. We'll be back from New Knoxville right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back here at New Knoxville in the top of inning number three. The Rangers bring Osborne, Stockler, and Waterman. So first pitch was called a strike, fouls the second one back. So no balls, two strikes to Osborne leading off the inning. Botin gets him on a high one up in the eyes, swing and a miss.
Oh, he swung at that first one, too.
Oh, did he?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So one up, one down, three pitches.
Luke Stockler, sophomore.
So second baseman Luke Stockler made a couple of nice plays in the bottom of the second. He comes up to bat as a second batter in the top of the third. So somebody's calling me again, so if you're hearing ringing in the background, I'm not going to answer it, but it's probably going to keep hearing it. So we got no balls, two strikes. I'm trying hard to ignore the phone. It's bugging me. Botin. That's off a little bit. Ball and two strikes. One out.
I could see it being Dave or
Luke Bubba. Stockler. Well, they wouldn't be calling me. They know better. That's a swing and a miss. And that's two strikeouts on seven pitches, I believe, for Bo Tin here in the top of the third inning. And that will bring the freshman pitcher, Jay Waterman, to the plate.
Now he's a sophomore.
Sophomore, sorry. Batting left-handed. That one's down a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Out of eight pitches, that's only his second pitch for a ball. Botin pitching very well today. That one's up and out a little. Two balls, no strikes. Just throw strikes there, Bo. Worked for the first two, and it's time to just bear down and get them. This is the number nine man in the order. We don't want to put him on. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Two outs, bases empty. Indians lead 1-0. Top of inning number three. The Rangers are batting with two outs, bases empty. That's another swing and a miss. Big swing. So 2-2 now. Bo fights back from an 0-2 count. Now has it even up at 2 apiece. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of inning number 2. Bo 10 to the plate again. Swing and a miss. 3 strikeouts for Bo 10. That inning on 13 pitches, I believe it was. So Bo 10 with a really good inning there in the third inning. So we've finished 2.5 going to the bottom of the third. It is Indians 1, Rangers 0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kids' birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Welcome back. We're here at New Knoxville. And Indians are taking on the New Knoxville Rangers. We're going to the bottom of the third. Indians lead 1-0. Indians are the home team, although we're playing at New Knoxville. It was a home game for us, but our field apparently wasn't ready to go. So we are playing here at New Knoxville. So as we get ready to go here, it'll be Wyatt Benn, followed by Landon Post and Bo 10. So Wyatt Benn will step in, and he'll be facing Waterman again. Left-handed pitcher. Fly ball blows out of play off to the right side. And that's no balls, one strike. First pitch, a foul ball for Wyatt. As we mentioned earlier, Jerry, he's had some pretty good hits this season. He's hit the ball pretty hard. That looked down, but it's in the bottom end of the strike zone, so called second strike. No balls, two strikes. Wyatt steps back in. Landon Post in the on-deck circle, ready to go here. Left-hander comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. He tried to hold back, knew it was a strike, and went ahead and swung, but he had no chance at hitting that one. So one up, one down for the Indians. And that'll bring Landon Post to the plate with Bo 10 on deck.
This is Waterman's second inning, and he's getting a little more warmed up.
Yep.
They're starting to get in there. I know he struggled at,
yep.
Well, I say that, and then he throws one in the dirt.
But he's been doing well. But so one ball, no strikes here. Second pitch,
yeah.
Way high, way outside, goes to the screen. And Indians again leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the third, looking to get something going. This is a game we expect to win, and so far it's pretty close. Rangers have lost several. I think they've had 3 or 4 that they've lost in run rule. So The one game they won, they gave up 15 runs, but they got 16, so they won that one. So that third pitch is ball one, or strike one, two balls and a strike to Landon. One man out, excuse me, after Wyatt struck out. That one's low. That'll be 3-1.
Well, they've got five seniors, but other than that, they're a young team.
Yeah,
and
sophomores.
And they're
not a junior, I don't believe.
Nope, and their catcher and pitcher's young, so, yeah. They've got some growing pains, I think, this year.
And that'll go high for ball four.
Yeah.
So that's another walk here for the Indians. See if we can get something going. Landon, of course, will be looking to move along the base paths, as usual.
Yeah.
Bo 10 will be coming to the plate. Riggs Toby on deck. So Bo, the pitcher, looking to help himself a little bit. He struck out his first time up. And Landon's gone already, and the catcher did not hang on to the ball. I don't think he would have gotten him anyway. He was already pretty far down the basement.
Yeah, he was halfway down there.
That would have had to been a tremendous throw.
Everything would have had been perfect.
Yeah, I don't think they had a chance to get him.
Yeah.
So. Left-hander Waterman looks in. No balls and a strike to Bo 10. That's a swing and a miss.
And
he didn't. The ball goes to the screen. I didn't think he tipped it, and the umpire lets Landon go on down to third base. But the way the ball moved, it looked like it got,
might have been
it got hit, but it didn't. I didn't see it, and I didn't hear it, and the umpire was right there.
Came off his glove.
Yep. So Bo 10, no balls, two strikes, and that one's outside. Ball, two strikes.
That pitch was a little inside, and I think it came off his glove. He didn't get it over quite far enough.
Yep. One out.
Come on, Bo.
Runner at third. Good chance for the Indians to add on here to a one-run lead. That one's down in the dirt.
Ooh.
That one.
Oh.
Ooh. He got out in front of the plate. Landon Kate was coming. And I don't know if he knew where the ball was because it was only 3 feet from the plate. And he turned around after he was almost halfway here and then went back. So he did get back in time. Two balls, two strikes now to Bo 10. Rick Toby on deck. Waterman, the left-hander, out on the mound. Looks in. Gets a sign. Glances over at Landon. Lifted high into shallow right field. Right fielder slipped.
Oh, he dropped it.
Came up.
Slipped.
So Landon will
score.
Easily score.
And Bo is going to be out.
Bo is heading for second base and just does not make it. But he gets an RBI, and the Indians lead 2-0. So when that ball kind of got away from him, he took off and did not make it. But, it's aggressive, and I do like aggressive. We're Indians lead now 2-0, two men out. Marcus Garkey on deck for the Indians. Riggs Toby, your batter.
And this wind's going to play havoc with that outfield if it's up in the air.
Yes,
and
it sure will.
I think that's kind of what happened.
That one's down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes to Riggs. Bottom of the third, Indians with a run in, now lead 2-0. That one's a little inside. That one gets away from the catcher, but there's nobody on base, so no harm done there. Riggs will step back in. Two balls, no strikes. I think he'll be taken on this since he hadn't thrown a strike in a little bit. Or he probably has a green light. We'll see. Doesn't matter. It was too high. Three balls, no strikes. And Riggs will step back in. Waterman on the mound. A little puff of dirt blew off of there. Moved his foot. Looked like a windstorm.
Way high.
That one way up out of the zone.
So that's three walks.
So Indians with another runner on base, and Marcus Garkey will be the batter.
Well, our coach is going to go talk to him first.
Yep, coach is going out to have a chat. We'll take a little break here, and we'll come back with the rest of the, I guess we'll call it the third inning here, bottom of the third. Back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back in New Knoxville, where we are the home team at New Knoxville, and it'll be Marcus Garkey coming to the plate, catcher, and we have Riggs Tobey at first base, two men out, one run in already here in the bottom half of inning number three. Left-handed Waterman, after a talk with the coach, is back out on the mound. First pitch in there for a strike, called strike, and Garkey will step back in. Waterman will look in for his sign, glance over to Riggs at first. Oh, he throws to first, and Riggs is already gone. And he gets there in ahead of the throw from the first baseman. So from the pitcher to the first baseman to the shortstop covering second, the Indians were able to get Riggs Tobey over to second base. So Marcus Garkey with a runner in scoring position, no balls and a strike. Riggs with a little bit of a lead out there again. Waterman will look in for a sign, kind of glance back. The fielders are not covering, so that's throw to the plate, and that's a called strike, probably in that what I'd call the bottom end of the strike zone. No balls, two strikes to Marcus Garkey. Two outs. Indians looking to get another run here. Swing and a miss. That one gets away from the catcher. He picks it up, throws to first.
Oh, and that's,
and that one goes,
that's a bad throw.
Out into right field, but the right fielder backing it up. Riggs goes to third. Garkey with, I don't know exactly what you call that, but that was a dropped foul or dropped third strike, and he goes to first. So I'm going to guess, since this is the backup catcher, he has not been back there much. He can catch and doing a decent job at that, but his throws to first are way off. And so that's a problem for him because he's throwing it into foul territory where it's hard for backup guy to get it. Kendrick Wendell, your batter. So we have runners on first and third. Waterman to the plate. That one's hit hard into left field, or right field, excuse me. Right fielder settles and does have it, even though that was way up in the wind, and I thought that might be a big-time problem for them because that's watching the fielders play those pop-ups has been, let's just call it an adventure so far today, and that I'm going to guess 25-mile-an-hour wind blowing straight in or maybe even swirling. So we've played three complete. Indians now lead 2-0.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes three pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of two side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and four rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent. Wayne Street Market will be closing this Saturday at 1 p.m.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back here at New Knoxville. I didn't write down what this guy did his first time up, but he got on and got caught stealing. This is Preston Rischling, freshman, and he'll be facing Bo 10 in the top of the fourth. That's down out of the strike zone. One ball, no strikes. Preston Rischling at the plate. Dwinger on plate, on deck. Bo 10, second pitch, a ball. And Rischling will step back in.
Strike.
That'll be strike one. Two balls and a strike to Preston Rischling here, freshman, as he leads off for the Rangers. That one's fouled back out of play. Two balls, two strikes, even count. First batter here in the top of the third. So out of nine batters, we had the first nine guys were out, although this he just struck out here, and that's 10 in a row in a way, I guess. I don't know if you'd call it that or not. The Rischling got on in the first inning and was thrown out trying to steal, so it was 1-2-3 in the first, kind of the hard way, then 1-2-3 in the second with three strikeouts and two strikeouts in the third inning and one here already, and that's a called strike. No balls and a strike to
Troy.
To Troy Dwinger.
Right. Yeah. Foul.
That one's fouled at the plate. I think that's a ball and two strikes, if I remember right. It's not saying that on the scoreboard, but I think I might be wrong. Might just be one. So that probably evens the count at 1-1. Trying to keep the book and watch the game, and that's not. Yeah, it is ball and two strikes. I thought that's what I thought it was. Ooh,
oh,
shot, but right.
Right to Landon.
He had to move about a step to his left toward first base, right to the second baseman. So that'll be out number two.
Jay Schrader.
Bring Jay Schrader to the plate. Freshman.
Yes.
The shortstop. Now he was the shortstop. They moved. He moved to catcher, I believe. Yeah. So. Yep.
Now I think we got Luke Stockler as catcher, don't we? 14.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. Oh yeah. He stayed there, and the catcher went to second, I believe. So, first ball, first pitch, a ball. Second pitch, also a ball. He's watching it here, and Schrader steps back in. Bo 10. Come to the plate with two outs. Fouled out behind the first base dugout and behind the screen here. Two outs, two balls and one strike to Schrader. That's hit.
Oh,
hi. Kendrick Wendell goes over. Pretty nice stabbing, leaping catch for that line drive that kind of said base hit. So that'll be out number three, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians still leading 2-0. We'll be back right after this.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at New Knoxville, and it will be, for the Indians, it'll be Brock Dews, Alex Dews, then back to the top with Troy Homan. Indians lead 2-0, and we're facing the, left-hander Waterman for the New Knoxville Rangers. First pitch, a ball, a little high. Brock Dews, third baseman for the Indians, batting right-handed. That one's high. Two balls, no strikes. I was just looking at stuff. In four innings, Bo Tin has 9 strikeouts. That's not too bad, and I think 1 walk maybe. Left-hander pitches. That's a called strike. 2 balls, 1 strike to Brock Dews. Alex Dews on deck. Brock's due to have some base hits here this spring. That one's fouled back over the first base dugout. So we're here at New Knoxville. Indians are the home team at New Knoxville because apparently our field wasn't ready to go. So left-hander Waterman. 2-2 pitch, lined into center field. Wind holds it up, and the center fielder has it for out number one. That looked like it was hit pretty hard, but wind slowed it down and held it up. So that's one away, and Alex Dews will be your batter now. Troy Homan on deck. Alex line to the... bounced one to the second baseman. That one's strike one. Alex back in. No balls and a strike. One out. Alex hits one. That one's out toward left field, and the left fielder comes in almost too far and had he came running in and had to stab it at the about as high as he could reach. So, two up, two down for the Indians, but we're hitting the ball, so that'll bring Troy Homan, the leadoff hitter. He'll come to the plate. That one gets past the catcher, but nobody on base, so I think it's one ball, no strikes. Troy, center fielder for the Indians, batting left-handed, as he usually does. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike. So Waterman looks in, gets a sign. Left-hander winds, comes to the plate. Troy hits that one, but holds the wind holds it up again and goes right to the second baseman, so that's 3 up, 3 down for the Indians, and I believe that's the first time today.
Yes, it is.
So we go to the top of the fifth with the Indians leading 2-0 over the New Knoxville Rangers. Be back right after this.
But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows, it might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Indians lead 2-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. And for the Rangers, it's Max Hinchin. One ball, one strike to him. Bo Tin pitching well. As I think I mentioned earlier, he has 9 strikeouts in 4 innings. Max Hinchin struck out his first time up. And he's up again for his second at bat. 2 balls and a strike. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. With Tyler Lammers on deck. Nobody out. First batter here in the top of the fifth for the Rangers. Bo Tin, swing and a miss. Strikeout for the second time for Hinchin. And Tyler Lammers will now be the batter. Preston Banner on deck. One out. Lammers struck out his first time up. That one's a ball. Taken for a little outside.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. 2 runs in. Indians scored in the first and third. New Knoxville batting in the top half of inning number 5. 2 balls and a strike now. Bo Tin comes to the plate. Another swing and a miss. 2-2. Base is empty. Indians lead by 2, top of the fifth. Bo Tin comes to the plate again. That's called strike 3.
Got him looking.
That's 2 outs. And that'll bring up Preston Banner, I believe.
Parker
Banner, sorry. Couldn't read my writing because I had to write it across some other words here. So Preston Banner, he...
Parker.
Parker Banner. Yep, I can't read it because I had to write across other stuff here. So I can see the P and the R. So first one, strike. Bo Tin comes to the plate again. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
That plate's yours.
Parker Banner at the plate. Bo Tin, a little low. The ball, 2 strikes. 2 men out. I have Bo Tin with 11 strikeouts so far through 4.5. That one's down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Base is empty. Parker Banner at the plate. That one's a little high. Just throw strikes, Bo. You've been good at it all day. Three balls, 2 strikes, full count. Don't want to lose him here. Don't want to let him get anybody on. Fouled back to the screen. Drew Braun. It's another baseball there. Parker Banner steps back in. Full count, 2 outs, bases clear. Indians lead 2-0, top of the fifth. That one's fouled over toward the Rangers dugout. Count remains 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Banner steps back in. Senior right fielder. That one is hit back to Bo Tin. Grabs it over to Kendrick at first. And that's 3 away. 3 up, 3 down. So Indians go to the home half of inning number five, leading 2-0 over the New Knoxville Rangers. Be back in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Welcome back to New Knoxville, where the Indians are the home team, and they're batting in the home half of the fifth, leading 2-0, and it'll be Wyatt Benn, followed by Landon Post. He hits one hard to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it over to first in time. One up, one down. That'll bring Landon Post to the plate. Pitcher Bo Tin on deck. Landon at the plate. Left-hander Waterman comes to the plate. One ball, one strike. He takes it. Landon back in. Waterman back on the mound. Left-hander comes to the plate. Swings one, and it'll go past the second baseman right across second base. One out base hit for Landon. So we have a runner on. Pretty good chance he'll be going to second and or third.
Yeah.
First inning he struck out, and the catcher dropped it, and he got to first. Second inning he walked. This one's a base hit. So he's been struck out and on base, walked and on base, and a hit and on base. He's got him a good lead, and he's heading. And what the pitcher throws it to the first baseman. And Landon heads for second, got him in a pickle.
In a rundown.
So three throws later, they get him in the rundown near second base. So they knew he was going, he knew he was going, and they were able to knock him off of there. So that'll be the second out, and nobody on base now for the Indians. And Bo Tin will come to the plate with Marcus Garkey on deck. Two outs, base is empty now. That's one of the problems with a left-handed pitcher. He can not be looking at you and still see you.
Yeah.
And he made that whine like he was going to the plate, and he went to first. That's first pitch called strike to Bo Tin. Steps back in. That one is outside, high and outside. Ball on a strike.
Hit the batter.
Bo Tin followed by Riggs Toby. That one a little high. Pops out of the catcher's glove. Nobody on base. Doesn't make any difference. Two balls and a strike. Two outs now. Base is clear. Bo Tin, the pitcher, with, I believe, 11 strikeouts through five innings.
Yeah, he's having a nice game.
That one's a little high and outside also. Three balls and a strike to Bo. Let's get him on base. Get Riggs to get him at least over a little bit, and then Marcus Garkey can get him in. Two outs. Get the two-out rally going here, Bo. That one down in the dirt. That one hit about 3 feet in front of the plate. Looks like he held onto the ball way too long somehow. So that's base on balls, and Bo Tins at first with two away. Riggs Toby comes to the plate. Marcus Garkey on deck.
Oh, that hit his foot.
And so Riggs gets hit on the first pitch. So that puts runners at first and second. And that's pretty good for the Indians here. So two-out rally going like I was asking for. Now Marcus Garkey can let's get a pass ball or two. So Marcus might be able to get a couple of RBIs. Two out, two on. First and second. Bo Tin at second. And Riggs Toby at first. That one's in the bottom of the strike zone, but it gets away from the catcher. And Bo moves to third. Riggs moves to second. So one ball, one strike, or no balls, one strike to Marcus Garkey. Kendrick Wendell on deck. So let's get Marcus a seeing eye single or something. That's a hit sharply toward the shortstop. The third baseman goes in front of him, but makes the play.
So it's close.
They come up with their third out. Indians leave a couple on. We played five. Indians lead 2-0 over the New Knoxville Rangers. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experienced suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes 3 pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and 4 rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent. Wayne Street Market will be closing this Saturday at 1 p.m.
We're back. Welcome back to New Knoxville. And Indians lead 2-0, top of the sixth inning. It looks like, according to scoreboard, and I don't think I can dispute that, I think each team has a hit, although I'm not sure where New Knoxville came up with theirs. Maybe that leadoff guy did get a hit.
That
one I just didn't write it down there. They have a hit, but Bo Tin has faced 15 batters, and he has 15 outs and 11 strikeouts. It's the third pitch to Ryan Osborne here in the top of the sixth. Is a swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Luke Stockler on deck. There's a hard shot into the gap in right center field. And leadoff single for Ryan Osborne here in the top half of inning number six. So the Rangers are trying to get something going here. We're only up 2 runs, and if they get something going, it could be a little bit of a problem for our Indians because the wind is really holding stuff up, and it's really hard to get a base hit here. So Luke Stockler is your batter with nobody out. Waterman, the pitcher, on deck. Steele attempt goes down, and he is in there. So they have a runner in scoring position. Ryan Osborne moves down to second on the steal. So Luke Stockler will step back in with no balls and a strike. Nobody out. Jay Waterman on deck for the Rangers. Then they go back to the top of the order after that. Bunt is bunted, popped up foul almost to the dugout, to the Rangers dugout. So Luke Stockler is going to try to, with nobody out, going to try to sacrifice that runner over to third. Then a lot of things can happen when you get that runner at third with one or no outs.
Yeah.
Bo-10 comes to the plate. That one's down in the dirt, and the runner's going to head toward third, and Marcus will wisely hold on to it. So I believe it's a ball and two strikes now, with the runner now on third with nobody out. So that really is, we've gotten out of these jams before, but we need to really bear down here. So Bo-10 needs to throw strikes and get them out, and hope we don't give up any runs, but that's a swing and a miss for out number one. I think that's his 12th strikeout.
With one on and one out.
So Osborne at third, and Waterman will be the batter. Top of the order, Rischling on deck.
That's it.
First pitch, a strike. One out. Runner at third, Bo-10 trying to work out of a little bit of a jam here, trying to keep his shutout going. That one's strike two, fouled, I believe. No balls, two strikes to Jay Waterman. Top of the order, Rischling on deck. Two strike count. That's called strike three.
Yes. Nice.
13th strikeout for Bo-10. That's what he needs to get out of this now. So there won't be any sacrificing to try to get this run in from third for the Rangers. Top of the order, Preston Rischling will step up to the plate. He has a base hit to start off the game and a strikeout. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. Bo-10 needs to bear down now after having a runner at third with nobody out. It has two outs now. That one's dribbled. Second baseman has it. Landon over to Kendrick. And that's three outs, so they get out of a no-out runner at third jam. So we go to the bottom of the sixth. Indians still lead 2-0. And we'll be back right after this.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at New Knoxville, bottom of the sixth inning, Indians lead 2-0. We have Kendrick Wendell at the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike. Left-handed Waterman still pitching for the Rangers. He's doing a pretty good job. Indians have one hit, I believe. Do have two runs, number of base runners. I believe he's walked five or six. So strike two, fouled back, and that one's low in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Kendrick Wendell leading it off, and Brock Dews on deck for our Indians. Alex Dews on deck. Kendrick steps back in. Waterman steps back on the mound, on the rubber, and left-hander to the plate. That one's down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. So Kendrick's kind of coming back a little bit here. He is down, no balls, two strikes, taking two in the dirt. Count even at two balls, two strikes. Indians lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning at New Knoxville. Indians home game at New Knoxville. That one is high and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Kendrick has what looks like our only hit. That was in the second inning. Waterman, left-hander, looks in, gets his sign. Full count. Down in the dirt. And that's another walk for our Indians. First man on. That's always a good sign. And I believe that is the sixth walk for the Indians.
Oh, they're going to put a pinch runner in for him.
Going to put a pinch runner in there. I think that's probably, if I remember right, that is, I can't think of his name, Overman. Can't think of his name. I just completely lost his name. But it'll be Brock Dews now coming to the plate when the umpires and everybody gets their things figured out.
Yeah, most of these kids I don't know because mine have been out of school so long.
Well, he's Wyatt Ben's cousin. So, I just can't think of his name.
So, like, I mean, I know Troy because he's got an older brother.
Yep.
And Alex, I know because I know his parents.
Yep.
But most of them I don't know.
Yep. Okay, Brock's going to step in. Nobody out. Overman with his lead out there at second. Or first, excuse me. Throw over. Back in plenty of time. So they've gotten two of our guys in pickles doing that, but they've also thrown a couple over the past the first baseman that he can't handle. So
yeah.
That's always an adventure if he goes over there. Pitch the plate. Called strike. No balls and a strike. No balls, one strike to Brock Dews. Nobody out. Tucker Overman at first base.
Oh.
I knew I'd think of it sometime.
He's going.
Yep.
Yep.
That
yep.
ball
yep.
gets away.
Gets away from the catcher.
Yep. Went bounced right in front of the catcher's glove. And with him not being the regular catcher, a little tough for him. It'd been a tough one for a pretty good catcher. A great catcher would have had it, but a pretty good catcher might not have had that one either. So one ball, one strike, and that one's low, inside, two balls and a strike. Overman goes back to second. Kind of when it got away a little bit, he took an extra step, but he went on back. So Brock Dews at the plate, two balls and a strike, nobody out. Overman at second base. Left-handed pitcher Waterman tries to put a bunt down. Goes foul. Two balls, two strikes. Alex Dews runs a foul ball down. He'll go back to the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes to Brock Dews. Shirt-tail relation somewhere along the line. Left-hander to the plate. That's fouled out of play again.
Yep. Actually, it hit the net.
Oh, did it?
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes.
Two count.
Still nobody out.
Yeah.
That's good. Let's get that man in from second. Let's get some more runs here. That one's a strike. strike three up in the top end of the strike zone. So that's one away. That'll bring Alex Dews to the plate. Troy Homan on deck.
Got him. Oh, he's going. And he is safe.
So Tucker with some pretty good run in there.
Did not make it in time. So, all right, Alex. It won't take much. We'll get another run here.
Yep. One out, one on. Popped up. Wind might blow it away.
Nope.
First baseman goes over near the first base dugout. Makes the play. That's two outs now. And New Knoxville left a runner at third. And we don't want to do that. Top of the order, Troy Homan comes to the plate. He had a walk in the first inning and then two straight outs. So he's due here. Wyatt Benn on deck. That one's high. One ball, no strikes, two outs now. Tucker Overman at third base. And I think I couldn't think of his name because all of my thoughts are getting blown back into my head with 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing on her face. Now, it's not cold, but it's windy. It's hard to hang on to stuff. Got everything battened down here that we can. Two balls, no strikes. Popped up. Catcher has it. Out number three. So the Indians leave a runner at third. Didn't want to do that. So we've gone through six complete, going to the top of the seventh, do or die time for New Knoxville. Indians lead 2-0. We'll be back right after this.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to New Knoxville. Indians leading 2-0. And first pitch, a strike. Second pitch lined towards second base. Landon with a sliding, diving catch on a line drive. And that's out number one. One up, one down here in the top half of inning number seven. Rangers down 2-0, and Jay Schrader will be the batter. They're down to their last two outs. Max Henschen on deck. That one's a little high. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Jay Schrader at the plate. He's a freshman. That's called strike. Two balls and a strike. One out. Two 2-1 pitch. Boateng still pitching, 13 strikeouts so far. Down a little bit, 3-1.
Well, he's pitched such a good game. His pitch count can't be too high.
No, it can't be. I don't think he's, you know, when we were off the field, he had enough time to rest a little bit. But Schrader milks a one-out walk. I believe that's the first walk today, maybe, for Bo.
Yes,
and
it is.
Coach is going to go out and at least maybe talk to him a little bit.
Yeah.
So base on balls, we'll put Schrader at first. And looks like Coach is hanging onto the ball but rubbing it a little bit, chit-chatting with the infield. Doesn't look like any kind of pitching change, so we won't take off. So Max Hinchin will come to the plate. He would represent the tying run. There's one out. Schrader at first. Max Hinchin, the first baseman, will be at the plate. Yep, Boateng's still back out there, just as we figured.
I think he probably just told him, buckle down and
throw strikes. You've been doing that for six and a half innings. Let's just do it again. Well, six and a third, I guess, if you're counting thirds. But
there you go.
Zoom right down the pike. No balls and a strike to Max. This is Max Hinchin.
Yeah.
Yep. Runner at first. Max Hinchin would be the tying run. That's a line shot. Second baseman has it over to first. In time, the runner moves to second. But there's two outs now. So New Knoxville down to their last out. And Tyler Lammers is going to be the batter. Boateng with two outs. Runner at second. The tying run at the plate. That looked pretty good. Must have been a little inside. One ball, no strikes. Parker Banner on deck. If they get that far. That's a called strike. One ball, one strike to Tyler Lammers, their left fielder. Boateng goes to the plate. A little outside. Two balls and a strike. But he's right around the plate now. So let's get that last out and get on home. Two balls, one strike. That one must have been a little off two. Three balls, one strike. But man, those pitches are close to strikes anyway, so he's not out of control. He's not losing his control, but we need to bear down here and get this guy. That's what we want to be, the last out.
He
sends him to first base on the walk. So that puts him on first and second. We have Schrader at second. Lammers, the tying run at first. And the go-ahead run, Parker Banner comes to the plate. Two outs. Boateng been pitching very well, but two walks here in this inning. That one's a strike right down the middle. No balls, one strike. Two outs, two runners on. Indians lead 2-0. Top of the seventh for the New Knoxville Rangers. That one's a strike.
Ooh, all right.
Top of the strike zone. No balls, two strikes. So let's see here what we do. I'd say Bo's going to come right at him. Might as well. Let's make this the last pitch of the game here. Ooh, must have been inside. Ooh, that looked right down the pike, but we can't see left and right from here. We can only see height. So one ball, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. And that's
fouled.
Just about killed his first base coach. Count remains, a ball, two strikes. Parker Banner, your batter. Ryan Osborne on deck if they get that far. Two outs, Boateng trying to shut him down. One ball, two strike count. Coming to the plate. That one's hit right toward
Kendrick.
He'll step on the bag, and that is the game.
That'll do it.
Indians win 2-0. We'll be back right after this with some stats and some information, and we'll be back just a minute.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field. or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back at New Knoxville, where the Indians come away with a 2-0 victory. Both pitchers, I believe, pitched a complete game. Waterman for the New Knoxville Rangers.
Well, he came in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the first guy had a little bit of problem.
No, that was the catcher. So, yeah, he did pitch a full.
Oh, yeah. The catcher got hit. Yeah.
Catcher.
So, he had, I have him for only 3 or 4 strikeouts and 6 walks, but held the Indians to 1 hit. Indians had, you know, we didn't have a bunch of base runners, so it wasn't like we had chance upon chance. The wind is blowing about 25 miles an hour straight in from right field and gave some fielders some problems on some pop flies. But Waterman for the New Knoxville Rangers pitched a pretty good game. 2-hitter, gave up 2 runs, and a few strikeouts and some walks, but did pretty well. But Bo Tin, I would say, is the star of the game. He pitched in a full, complete game for the Indians. I have him for 13 strikeouts and only 2 walks, and those were both in the seventh inning when he walked the second and fourth batters. And gave up a base hit in the first, but we picked him off of second stealing. And they also had a base hit in the sixth inning, but they left him stranded at third base. He was at third base with nobody out, and Bo worked his way out of that with 2 strikeouts and a grounder to second base. So Indians come away with a pretty nice victory, Jerry. It was just on a windy, a little chilly day, but not like cold or anything. Tough playing conditions, and we came over here to New Knoxville to play a home game. So Indians did well today, I think. We put the bat on the ball, but there just wasn't anything dropping in. I thought we did pretty well. We didn't do as well as we had been with some of the guys. The bottom of the order had been hitting the ball and getting base hits and just putting the bat on the ball, but that didn't happen today very much. So, we'll get it going. Now, make sure we talk about the games coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday. Good Friday. We're not playing on Good Friday.
Saturday. We go to South Adams for a doubleheader.
Doubleheader starting at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And next week, Monday at Lima Shawnee. Tuesday at Marion Local League MAC game. And Thursday, home versus the St. Henry Redskins MAC game. And then Saturday, we're home versus Lincoln View with a 11 o'clock start on what appears to be right now a single game. So I have a feeling that if we have some games that have been rained out. We're not going to reschedule them. And the same with Lincoln View. We might turn that into a doubleheader, but don't want to just assume that. But that don't be surprised if that turns into a doubleheader, since we've already had two games this week that we couldn't play. We may make them up. We may not with those scheduled teams. So, again, Indians come away with a 2-0 victory over the New Knoxville Rangers. Jerry, what you got anything you want to throw in there?
Well, I just think Bo had a great game. I mean, I think up to the first three innings, he only faced three batters each inning.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't until the fourth that he got four batters.
Yeah.
And I think up until the last inning, he might have faced five.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was three or four.
Yeah.
So he had a great game.
Yeah, I think one inning he had three strikeouts on 11 pitches, which I think that was a second or third inning. I can't remember which one. Yeah, it was a second inning. He had three strikeouts on 11 pitches. He was just on. There's a couple of times when he had two or three pitches in a row that didn't do as well as they should, but he always worked his way out of it. And two walks, both of them here in the top of the seventh when the Rangers were trying hard to fight their way back into this. So for Jerry Byram, we appreciate him helping out. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank our sponsors. And try to get up to Bern, Indiana on Saturday and root our Indians on up there against those always tough South Adams Starfires. We're playing at Bern on Saturday at 11. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.